This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Joining us on the line, as he does every Monday to unpack the day's market activity, is Kwame Antwi from KOA Capital. Kwame, a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening and good evening to everyone listening.
All right, Kwame, let's get right into it. What I think a yucky start, I'll say, to the week. We've got red screens all around here. The Aussie index down by more than 1%. But most importantly, resources are battling after a great rally last week.
Yeah, look, we had a very interesting weekend from a geopolitical point of view. And in the last few months, we've had, you know, it's either been inflation or geopolitics. We've seen, you know, a little bit of the hostilities in the Middle East having quite a bit of an impact on oil prices. That's meant that inflation has, you know, somewhat been a little bit sticky in most markets. And then obviously on the weekend, you know, we had the escalation of tensions between Iran and Israel. You know, that obviously drove that risk aversion, and we saw gold strengthen and we saw the rand weaken. And I suppose it's kind of points to huge uncertainties for the global economy, and that's why we've seen markets behave in the manner that they have.
I must also ask you, Kwame, when we do see resources losing off the steam, can it just be said that over the weekend, all the ideas that we will see some sort of a recovery, all of that has been thrown out the window?
Yeah, look, I think the economy is still looking very difficult. I mean, we've spoken about this before, I think, but, you know, when we spoke last week, we did highlight that, you know, there's a general market consensus that we were going to see a rate cut in June. But as we, you know, we get more and more jobs data and inflation data, it's looking very difficult. It's looking unlikely, or at least the odds that we'll get a rate cut continues to decrease. So I think the combination of that would suggest that, look, the risk of a hard landing is now increasing, and that's going to have an impact on anything that is linked to a recovery in the economy, which commodities is.
A very disappointing turn of events, I must say, Kwame. Getting to some company news with you now. Today, Barloworld released a cautionary announcement that said a little bit of something and absolutely nothing at the same time. Keen to get your thoughts here. Any speculations about what this might be about?
As you said, speculation. Yeah. So I'll give you a guess. Mm-hmm. It's by no means an facts. It's purely maybe as good a guess as anybody else. Look, Barloworld, because, you know, if you go back a few years, they've gone through a massive restructuring. They've simplified their portfolio. They, you know, they got rid of Avis, which then became Zeta. They sold their business in Spain, and they kind of focused on two pillars. They call them two verticals. Equipment, which is industrial equipment that supplies the yellow equipment, which is CAT. And then they also bought starch business, a consumer business, they call it, which they bought from Tonga. Now, we're seeing a very difficult cycle for them. You know, with the pressure on commodity prices, we've seen a slowdown in mining capex, which has affected the capital equipment business. And then the business that they bought from Tonga appears to be underperforming. I mean, they, you know, by all accounts, overpaid for that business. They tried to get out of that business during COVID, failed to get it, and so what could that be? Anyone's guess. My gut feeling is that they probably have to look at a restructuring of that business, either, you know, selling it or unbundling it, or potentially they want to buy something else to bolster the their capital equipment, or for that matter, that business. So it's quite difficult to tell. It could either be an acquisition or it could be a disposal. But they didn't provide any update. But what we do know is that it's a business that is obviously having a very, you know, going through a difficult time at the moment.
Well, exciting stuff should come out of there sooner or later. Keen to also get your thoughts on what we're seeing there. You know, I think of Four Ways Mall, and every time I go there, there's a shop that's, closed up. It's vacant. It could use a tenant. That mall didn't quite fill up the way I anticipated, and I guess its owners are battling in terms of just getting the returns they thought. So it's no surprise that they are going to tap some shareholders for money.
Yeah, so the company that owns the malls, Accelerate, owns about 50. It owns about a 50% stake in the mall, if I recall correctly, and they've said that they need to come. They're coming to the market to raise about 200 million rand. And mind you, this is a business that's got a market cap of, I think, under 900 million rand. So relative to your market cap, is a fairly substantial amount. And that I suppose is to bolster their balance sheet, help them pay debt. You're correct. Four Ways Mall, as beautiful as it looks, I mean, it's a fantastic property, but it's never managed to get the occupancy levels that required. And I think that's, with the such high levels of vacancy, it is becoming quite difficult for the shareholders and for the business to operate, particularly with the level of debt that it is. So I guess the rights issue is a way to at least help them raise some money to pay down debt and at least give them some leeway to operate. If I recall, I think they've brought in some new sort of property managers to help improve their tenant mix and turn the business around and accelerate themselves. Over the last couple of years, have also been selling assets to try and reduce their debt levels. But look, it's a difficult environment out there. The economy is tough, and I don't think the Accelerate is on its own in that regard.
What is interesting, Kwame, is the uneven performance of many of these property companies. For instance, Sirius Real Estate, they're reporting an 8% rise in their rent roll here. I'm wondering, what could be informing that buoyant performance?
Well, look, I mean, it's as with property, it's always been location, location, location. And I guess in this case, it's geography, geography as well. So if you look at the, in this case, if you look at Cirrus, it's got branded malls and if you want mixed use retail parks. And they've got exposure in the UK and to some extent Germany. And that market appears to be doing a little bit better. So in terms of their trading update, which is for the 12 months ended, I think was March or April, not 12 months ended April, sorry. They pointed to an 8% increase in the rental roll, and on a like-for-like basis, which is 7%, which is actually quite strong. And they've also pointed to the fact that their collections are strong. I think they're about 98% collection, so solid cash underpin, and they're clearly benefiting from that exposure versus maybe in our market where the situation will be somewhat different.
Well, Kwame, all we have time for this evening. A pleasure having you this evening unpacking the day's market activity for us. Brilliant go. Wow, that's Kwame Antwi from KOE Capital.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.